A group of protesters in front of police headquarters in Sydney last week is hoping they are sending a strong message to Ottawa. The rally on Grand Lake Road garnered national headlines because Ottawa chose the CBRM to test a buyback program for a list of guns that were restricted 5 years ago. Speakers at the rally and those attending say criminals won't be the ones turning in their guns, so the program is a waste of time and money. Mel Howley is a gun enthusiast from the Bradore area.
You have to draw the line, and the thing is, it's maybe what they're calling, I'll just use the term, prohibited firearms today or restricted or whatever. But down the road, it will probably be just shotguns. They're making a lot of us nervous or scared about what the future holds for, again, law-abiding, tax-paying Canadian citizens. They never tell us, for example, the crimes that are committed by law-abiding, hard-working Canadian citizens like yourselves who go through the trouble of, you know, following the rules and regulations to a T, and they're equating us with individuals who live a very seedy lifestyle. Look around. We're all just regular folks that happen to own firearms, and instead of working with us, we always seem to be at loggerheads with the federal government. So firearm owners are not the problem. It's as simple as that. We do everything we are supposed to do. And I think it's just heavy-handedness on behalf of the federal Liberal government. Everybody here would help any police officer in any way he could.
Jeff McNeil of the Port Morian Wildlife Association says their guns are used to feed their families.
We're out there filling our freezers, sport shooting, enjoying our tools of the trade for this, right? Don't target the law-abiding firearms owners at this point. We're not the ones there. Work on crime. Right now, we're vetted. We've had to go through training. We had to do all this training aspects, plus we're vetted through the Cape Breton Regional Police Services and services across Canada for law enforcement, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, to make sure that we're in compliance.
Mike Kelly later used a bullhorn to speak to the more than 100 people who showed up.
To look at things they read, look at it from a bunch of different perspectives, and it gives them insight. And when I look at this legislation, I don't see one thing in this legislation that's going to prevent me as a teacher in a school from having someone come into the school and doing something wrong. Like, I'm standing here and I'm looking at a bunch of law-abiding citizens. Nobody in this crowd is hollering, nobody's yippeeing, nobody's doing anything wrong. There's a bunch of concerned citizens here that feel like the government is taking private property and not reimbursing them, and that's exactly what is happening. This is fundamentally wrong. This is Canada.
Police Chief Robert Wall said at a recent federal news conference that the program provides lawful gun owners with an opportunity to stay in compliance with the law.
We see this as giving them an opportunity to surrender what they are no longer allowed to possess, to prevent criminal liability, and to demonstrate that this can be an effective process for removing dangerous firearms from our community without having to use extra police resources to go and seize them. Ultimately, this is about public safety and security of our communities and putting the protections in place to prevent further victimization and tragedy from gun violence. Thank you.
Walsh also said they'll be communicating with gun owners and government to provide feedback to ensure the operation runs smoothly before opening nationwide. He also said last week, since the program opened in the municipality, some gun owners have participated in the buyback initiative. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.